Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Irfan Hattini. He's an international business consultant, coach, and author of the Fire Your Employer book series, which includes the title 101 Reasons You Should Fire Your Employer and Start Your Own Business, and the upcoming book, The Art of Intuitive Networking. Irfan also co-produced the movie documentary Awaken Your Riches, based on the best-selling business book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. He is on a mission to inspire enterprising souls to aim high and awaken the entrepreneur within. So welcome, Irfan. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me, Stacey.
I guess the first question I have for you is, what do you mean by the art of intuitive networking? What is intuitive networking?
It's a different art. It's a different way of networking. The traditional networking is typically you get relies mostly on the law of numbers and averages, which states in order to reach your goal, like a sales quota, you have to go through so many people to get the right connections, kind of like sifting through. The art of intuitive networking has you use your intuition actually to guide you precisely to the right connections that you need without having all that pressure on you. It's a whole lot more fun, and it has in its cornerstone that human connection bonding that we all long for. And it's really also based on the law of growth, which is divine law that is inherent in every human being, is to seek for more growth, more value in their lives. And that's what all human beings are doing here on earth. They're seeking for more value. And if you're that person, that people will flock to you naturally.
Wow. So intuitive networking is just listening, I guess it's almost self-explanatory, right? Listening to that inner voice inside you, you're able to follow those directions. Now, what if you are someone who doesn't feel as if you are very intuitive at all, that you can't really rely or know when your intuition is telling you something? What do you suggest for people that believe that?
Well, for those people that believe that, intuition is a part of every human being, and there are different exercises. Usually at a very young age, when you're a baby, you're pure. You have your intuition, your imagination. You didn't know anything else. You went by your intuition about what you liked, actually. For you to get back to that kind of state of mind, first of all, what you need to do is set in mind that all human beings are value seekers, and you have to be that person too. A second thing you can do is go out to a natural place like the ocean, or the or a lake, or something that has to do with nature, and just ponder on a question. You can test me on this too. You can ponder on a question while sitting there and just let go of it, and the answer will come to you through strangers, will come to you in a flash of memory. Things of that nature, and intuition is kind of like a muscle. You got to work it, you got to trust it. So one day, just take one day a week where you don't plan anything, you don't initiate any phone calls or emails or anything like that, and just ask yourself, where am I supposed to be right now? Where should I go? And just follow that little hint inside of you, and you'll see. Your day will be magical.
So take one day and don't plan anything, and just kind of in the morning. Now, is this when you would be somewhere in nature outside maybe before you go to work, and just say, what am I supposed to be doing today? What direction am I going to be going in? And you try and free your mind and allow your intuition to direct you?
Yeah, absolutely. I call it anything goes day. And, usually for people that already have used their intuition, like women, for example, are highly intuitive, and they go by their guts a lot. And Depending on how long it's been since you last used your intuition, if you're starting, you know, if you've been blocked for a long time, just go ahead and have your starting point to be the beach, the lake, somewhere where there's water, greenery, there's silence, quietness, and start from that. And still your mind, wander your, just ponder a question while gazing at the beautiful scene in front of you. Wait for the answer and direction from within. You're either going to have the lead to an answer or you're going to have the answer. Just follow it, and you're going to get, you know, clarity on what to do next. You'll see that.
So, Irfan, what should our listeners do if they are planning to go to a networking event? What should they do differently than they normally do when they arrive or they plan to go there? What do you suggest, what action should they take to employ more of that intuitive networking rather than the traditional networking?
Okay, sure. First of all, before you go to any event, you have to have clarity on why you're going there. You have to ask yourself the question, why am I going there? Am I looking for a solution to a question I have, a problem I have? What am I hoping to get out of it? First, have clarity. Second of all, when you arrive there, don't go proactively try to network with anybody, actually. And when you go to that seating area, especially when the event starts, okay, you go and you ask your intuition. You don't rush in. You ask your intuition, what am I supposed to sit in a way that will be in the interest of adding value to the world? And just listen to your intuition, and you're going to see your eyes zeroing in on a certain person or next to a certain person. You're going to see that. And that's where you're supposed to sit. Also, you've heard that before, always switch the seatings. Well, I'm going to tell you something else that you probably have not heard before. You need to arrive a day early before the event and leave the day after the event in the afternoon. The best connections are always made at the very end and then the very beginning, not during the event. And there is a reason for it. The high-caliber people that you're going to meet at the very beginning before the event and after the event, they have all the time in the world. And you would be able to develop a real human connection with them because you're taking your time too. You're in that vibration. And you get to meet a lot of really high-quality people doing that. Also, stay away from cliques. Stay away from being with the same over and over again. The other thing I'm going to tell you is reserve your evening for somebody that you feel a real, real, real connection with, that you can, you know, you can help them in some way and they can help you. Also, this time is for networking and never leave the hotel or the event place. Never go outside, actually.
Hmm.
That's because you will stop your momentum that way and you're not aware of anything what's going on.
Okay.
So you don't want to. So, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So for our listeners, you want to have an anything goes day, right? To kind of sum up how you can begin to use and learn and hone this art and the skill of intuitive networking. You have to have this anything goes day where you don't have anything planned and you allow yourself to be in nature. You ponder on a question. You will have the answer. You'll let your intuition guide you. Be sure to go to networking events early, a day early, and don't just run right in and find the first seat. You want to let your intuition guide you slowly to where you should be sitting, and then make sure you stay in the hotel or the convention center or wherever it may be that you're at that networking event, and be sure to leave the day after. So we have a lot of great tips here from you, Irfan. I appreciate you joining us today. Did I leave anything out?
No, you hit it right on the nail. You got it.
Okay, good. Must be my intuition, you know, just leading me along here. No, it just it was really a fun conversation with you and our listeners. Of course, if you would like to learn more about Irfan Hattini and his Fire Your Employer book series, including the upcoming title, The Art of Intuitive Networking, which will be available on Amazon Kindle, you can do so on his website, which is fireyouremployer.com, and there are dashes in there, so it's fire-your-employer.com. your-employer.com. So thanks again, Irfan. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Stacy. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
You're welcome. This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings, the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.